There was a long silence. Then, broken only by the howling of the wind outside and the rain driving against the windows on the south side of the house, until Enzo's voice resonated softly around the room.
"Could you show me where exactly you found that, officer?"
All heads turned in his direction, and the gendarme flicked a look in the direction of his adjutant, seeking some indication of how to respond. Gauguin gave an almost imperceptible nod of his head.
"It was in here, monsieur."
And the gendarme turned through the open door behind him. Enzo, followed by Gauguin and the second gendarme, went into Gassman's study after him.
"Just here, in this little open compartment at the top right-hand side of his writing bureau."
He laid the wallet inside it, then lifted it out again. It was where Enzo had found the pile of Gassman's old passports, held together by an elastic band. His eyes flitted over the rest of the bureau, but there was no sign of them now. There was a polite cough in the doorway behind them, and they turned to see Dr. Selva standing there. Enzo hadn't paid him much attention until now. He looked wan, tired. His coat hung loose and damp on his shoulders.
"Shall I tell the ambulance men to take the body away now?"
"No,"
Enzo spoke quickly and was again aware of everyone's eyes on him.
"Nothing shall be moved or touched. This is a crime scene."
"How can you know that?"
Gauguin said. Enzo pushed back through to the living room and approached the body. Gauguin followed him and turned to the two ambulance men.
"Wait outside, please."
And the two men cast sullen eyes at the adjutant, feeling cheated by their exclusion from this moment of high drama. Enzo waited until the door closed behind them.
"For a start," he said, "Jacques Gassman was left-handed."
He looked round to see all their eyes focused on the gun in the old man's right hand.
"If you are going to kill yourself, particularly by shooting yourself in the head, you would want to be sure you didn't botch it. If you were left-handed, you would take the gun in your left hand, I think."
He turned to Giga.
"And if your ballistics people at Van run a check on the gun he is holding, I'm pretty sure they'll find it was the same weapon used to murder Adam Killian."
It was Alain Servat who broke the silence this time.
"Are you saying that Dr. Gassman murdered Killian?"
"No, I'm saying that someone would like us to think he did."
Gauguin said,
"You've lost me, Monsieur MacLeod. I think you'd better explain." "Explain?"